Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I was almost surprised when Taylor's hand was raised at the end, because you could feel Serrano coming on strong. Katie Taylor was a very much more of a clear winner.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. My name is Phil Egan. On the way, Liverpool's Irish contingent helps them to a fine win over Real Madrid in the Champions League. We hear from Unai Emery after VAR denies Aston Villa a late win over Juventus. And a Drogheda stalwart has left the County Louth club.
Here's Bradley again. McAllister! It's been coming! Liverpool have hemmed Real Madrid in since the break. I wouldn't take no for an answer. Opportunity for Lucas Vazquez. Down he goes looking for a penalty. Given Andy Robertson clipped him. It's Kylian Mbappe. It's the chance to change the mood. Options here for Salah. Down he goes. Mohamed Salah. Oh, way wide. Way wide. Somebody move the goals. Oh, it's easy. Cody Gakpo on the post. Just had to get off the ground, get his head to it. Nobody marking him. Delicious cross.
More style, more vibe, niceness to bring. Your MMC, now I'm going to try sing. Shimmer down.
First today, Conor Bradley's first half challenge on Kylian Mbappe really set the tone for Liverpool's 2-0 win at home to Real Madrid. Arne Slot's side topped the Champions League with 5 wins from 5, courtesy of second half goals from Alexis McAllister and Cody Gakpo. Keevan Kelleher saved a third penalty inside a fortnight, denying Mbappe the chance to make it 1-1. Mo Salah then fired his own spot kick wide of Thibaut Courtois' right-hand upright, 6 minutes before Gakpo doubled Liverpool's lead. Bradley's assist for McAllister's goal even took his manager by surprise.
Had an assist.
For Maka's goal, did he?
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about Connor, don't we?
Connor, yeah.
Did he play the ball square to... I didn't know. He was in a strange position then, as a right fullback. Oh, okay, that's why he ended up over there. I think it's nice for him. It's nice for his family. It's nice for us, but it's also very nice for the academy that a player that that comes through the ranks of the academy does so well. And not only him, Queef was outstanding today. Curtis was outstanding today. Probably all of them were outstanding, but to have 3 academy players in your team doing so well is I think also a big compliment for the academy this club has. And Connor did very well, but I'm totally not surprised of him doing so well, because he showed this already last season and showed this in this season in training session and in games as well. So very nice for him.
The only downside for Liverpool last night was Conor Bradley going off injured, and Ibrahima Konate limped off the pitch after the full-time whistle, and he certainly looked like he was in a lot of pain. Aston Villa feel they should have beaten Juventus by a 2-0 at Villa Park. Morgan Rodgers found the net 4 minutes into injury time, but Diego Carlos was adjudged to have fouled Juve keeper Michele De Gregorio. Villa had to settle for a point and they're 9th in the table. Unai Emery feels the Premier League side should have had that goal.
Good evening. You know, and everybody we know, in England the interpretation is different. The England referees, one action like that, the interpretation is not fair. Clear, not fair. In Europe, the interpretation is different. They have to be working to get the same decision when some action like that is coming. Maybe yes, but we know. I don't know exactly why, but we knew before. When we are in Premier League, it's different, the interpretation of the referees in all action like that. And in Europe, for example, we are not doing block like in England. And we are not doing in front the goalkeeper in offensive corners the same situation like in England. But when the action was happened, I was thinking, I think here is for Europe is fault. But of course, for me it's fault. In England, not. In Europe, I have to accept it.
Celtic are 2 points above Real Madrid on the table and 4 ahead of PSG, despite Cameron Carter-Vickers' comical own goal last night. Brendan Rodgers' side fell behind at home to Club Brugge, but Dyson Maid levelled on the hour at Parkhead. Borussia Dortmund are 4th in the table. Jamie Gittins scored his 4th goal of this season's campaign in the Champions League. Nuri Sahin's side won 3-0 away to Dinamo Zagreb. Monaco were left to rue Wilfred Tsingo's second half dismissal as they squandered a 2-1 lead at home to Benfica, eventually losing 3-2. World Cup winner Angel Di Maria with 2 pinpoint crosses for those last 2 Benfica goals. PSV Eindhoven came from 2-0 down at home to 10-man Shakhtar Donetsk, with the Dutch side finding a winner 5 minutes into injury time. Lille remain on course for the last 16 place thanks to their 2-1 win away to Bologna, who scored their first goal in this season's competition. Red Star Belgrade got their first win of the group phase in fine style, hammering Stuttgart 5-1, and Sturm Graz beat Girona by a goal to nil. Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley says he wants his players to play without fear tonight as they look to take another step towards the Conference League knockout stages. Wins against Larne and TNS have put Rovers in a strong position to become the first Irish club to qualify from the group stages in a European competition. Rovers are in Austria to take on another unbeaten side, Rapid Vienna, and Bradley admits it'll be their stiffest test yet.
That's a difficult game. We know they're a good team. It's very clear to see that they have a really clear identity, a really good team. A lot of good technical players, physically they're good. So we know it's a difficult game, but we come here with a game plan and we come to enjoy it and try and get something out of the game.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock, and it was announced yesterday Rovers will play Bohemians at the Aviva Stadium on the opening weekend of next season. The Dublin Derby will mark the 110th anniversary of the first game between the clubs. It's penciled in for Sunday the 16th of February with a 2 o'clock kickoff. Bows will serve as the home team. Elsewhere in the Conference League this evening, the favourites for the competition, Chelsea, are in Germany to face Heidenheim. That one starts at the earlier time of 5:45. Also, Europa League action. Ruben Amorim's first home game as Manchester United boss will be against Norwegian side Bodo Glimt. Tottenham are at home to Roma, now managed by Claudio Ranieri. Those games kick off at 8 o'clock. The Ireland squad will continue their build-up in Cardiff ahead of tomorrow night's Euro 2025 playoff first leg against Wales. Eileen Gleeson's side travelled there yesterday. Manchester United defender Aoife Mannion is the biggest doubt due to a muscle injury. Striker Leanne Kiernan was injured for the World Cup playoff win over Scotland and didn't make the squad for the tournament in Australia in 2023. But the Liverpool striker says she's not one to dwell on the past.
I quite like to live in the present and not think about the past or the future. And just, like, I do think, how can you enjoy the day if you're thinking about what's going to happen in the future or thinking about what happened last week? I feel like really it's important for me to focus on the here and now. But obviously that's in the back of your mind. You worked very hard. I know it was a tough year altogether, and I know coming back now, it's probably took me 6 to 8 months properly to kind of get back in to the swing of things again. And I'm just really enjoying football right now, and I think that's a priority.
Speaking of Irish strikers, Brighton manager Fabian Hertzler has dismissed reports the club are hoping to send Evan Ferguson out on loan. The 20-year-old has struggled to get game time in the Premier League this season, leading to speculation he was set for a loan move in January. But Hertzler says he wants Ferguson to stay at the club and added that he's happy with how he's been training. Ruud van Nistelrooy is set to be appointed as the new manager at Leicester. According to the Telegraph, the Dutchman held extensive talks with the Leicester hierarchy this week as they hunt for a replacement for Steve Cooper. During his 4-game stint as Manchester United caretaker boss, Van Nistelrooy oversaw 2 wins over Leicester, first in the Carabao Cup and then in the Premier League. Leicester would hope to have Van Nistelrooy in place for Saturday's game away to Brentford. It'll be his second permanent job as a manager, having led PSV to a Dutch Cup in 2023 at the end of his one and only season in charge there. Meanwhile, Leicester's owners met with the players to chastise them over their recent behaviour. In a meeting at the club's training ground, he told them they'd let Cooper down and also hit out at their behaviour during a sanctioned weekend trip to Copenhagen hours before Cooper was sacked. Frank Lampard has been confirmed as the new manager of Coventry. The former England international joins the Championship club with them 17th in the table, 2 points above the relegation zone. He replaces Mark Robbins on a 2.5-year contract. Lampard also had spells in charge of Chelsea, Everton and Derby. Gary Deegan last night brought his 4-year stint at Drogheda United to a close. The 37-year-old midfielder's final appearance in claret and blue saw him come off the bench in Drogheda's FAI Cup win at the Aviva this month. Deegan racked up 68 appearances for the County Louth club after he joined from Shelburne. He was named club captain by Kevin Doherty last year. Doherty described the midfielder as an inspirational leader, adding that Deegan is an example to every player with his work ethic and the dedication he brings.